You are listening to the audio podcast of Gethsemane Baptist Church, located in Long Beach, California, pastored by Eli Reynolds.
Acts chapter 11, verse 19. And today might be more of a Bible study type. Hopefully it still though a help to you and just an encouragement. I'll begin reading at verse number 19. Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which, when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And the hand of the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then the tidings of these came unto the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem. And they sent forth Barnabas, that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came, had seen the grace of God, and was glad, and exhorted them all, that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord. For he was a good man, and full of the Holy Ghost, and of faith, and much people were added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul. And when he had found him, he brought him into Antioch. And it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people. And the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch. Let's pray. Heavenly Father God, we thank you so much just for the great day that you have given us in church, Lord. We thank you for being so good to us, God, and just for all your blessings, Lord. Thank you for the great message we heard this morning, Lord, and just the service of our church, Lord, and just the Spirit, Lord. And God, I pray, Lord, as we have this time together, we pray that it could be a help to these dear people, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you'd fill me with the Holy Spirit's power. I pray, God, that you would guide the words that I say, Lord. And I pray, God, also you'd be with our pastor, continue to heal him. And I pray, Father, that you'd just bless this message. We love you. In your son's name we pray. Amen. The title of the message is simply just Lessons from Barnabas. Nothing fancy, nothing really crazy, but it's going to be about Barnabas, and you're going to bounce around pretty much in Acts, and if there's any other verses, I will just read it from my notes that I have. But Barnabas, I would say he's one of the underestimated men in the New Testament. Maybe you don't hear too much about him. We see him mostly in the book of Acts. And again, we may underestimate him, but we see God's estimation of him. As it says in verse number 24, it says, "For he was a good man, for he was a good man." And it's another thing for people to say, "Oh, that's a good person, that's a good whatever." But and the Bible is talking about somebody saying, "That is a good man." I think that's a different thing. That's something that, you know, we would want God to know. If we had God had an opinion of us, we'd want him to say that he's a good person. So Barnabas is almost alone in the Bible. He's being called the only person that we see that's called a good man. And he's called by that in the Bible. But Barnabas, he had some great qualities about his life. And I believe if we look at the life of Barnabas, we can see why the Bible refers to him as a good man. And he was a good man. And the Bible tells us that he was full of the Holy Ghost and of faith. And I like, and I think there's, I have 6 points, so it's not a whole lot. And it's 5:16, so I'm pretty sure we'll finish early if that makes you feel good too. But I think there are some things that we should strive to want to be good people in the eyes of God. So first we will see Barnabas cared about others. Barnabas cared about others. And if you have your Bibles, if you could please turn to Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4, verse 34. And like I told you, I think we'll bounce around at some different passages just to get a little bit of context. So Acts chapter 4, verse 34. And this is really the first mention we see of Barnabas in the Bible. In Acts 4:34, it says, "Neither was there any among them that lacked, for as many as were possessors of the lands or houses sold them and brought of the prices of the things that were sold, and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had. And Joseph, who by the apostles was surnamed Barnabas, which is being interpreted the son of consolation, a Levite, and of a country of Cyprus, having land, sold it, and brought the money, and laid it at the apostles' feet." So again, this is the first mention that we see of Barnabas, and there he is, he's giving. He has land, he sells the land that he has, and he's giving the money to the apostles. But we see that Barnabas, he cared about others. He saw the need that the apostles had, he saw the need that maybe the churches that they were working at, that they had, and he felt that he needed to make that need, he needed to support that need. So he sold his land, his own land that he had, very unselfish of him. But he was a man that cared for others, cared for the needs of others. And Barnabas could have thought to himself, he could have kept the land, you know, he could have made money off of the land and just kept the money for himself. But instead, Again, he saw the need of others, and he cared for them, and he gave to the cause. He looked out for those around him and put his finances at God's disposal, and he gave his money to God in that way. I like to think of, there's already been some people from that this year, and I know last year we had it too, that you have donated anonymously, you donated generously to youth conference, and you're supporting the needs of others. You're caring, you're putting the needs of the teenagers before you. And it's a very, very encouraging thing for me and very encouraging thing for the teenagers as well, that there's support for them. But we see that he cared. And I think our church does a great job of caring for others, for caring for those around. And I would like to quote the verse Philippians 2:4. It says, "Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others." And we need to have a heart for others. It's not all about ourselves. It's really about other people. And as believers, we are to be unselfish in our life. We are to give, and when we are to give, we are to give cheerfully. There is an assistant pastor at the church that I grew up at. It just as Brother Josh would come up and take up the offering or lead the offering, he would say, "God loveth a cheerful giver, but he'll take it from any old grouch." And that's true. God still will take the offering. But as believers, we should give cheerfully. That should be something that we should do. And the Bible doesn't tell us that Barnabas gave and was like stingy with his money. The Bible says that he got his land and he just sold it and he gave. He was a caring man. So how is our care for others? How is our care not just for other believers in the church, but how is our care for the outside world? And we need to be more caring towards others. So are we unselfish or are we selfish with what God has given us? And again, everything, that's not ours. It really just belongs to God's. We're just stewards of it. So how do we treat those things? How are we caring for others? Secondly, we see Barnabas was concerned to help new believers. So if you have your Bibles, if you could turn to Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9. We'll read another two verses here. Beginning at verse 26. "And when Saul was come to Jerusalem, he essayed to join himself to the disciples, but they were all afraid of him, and believed not that he was a disciple. But Barnabas took him and brought him to the apostles, and declared unto them how he had seen the Lord in the way, and that he had spoken to him, and how he had preached boldly at Damascus in the name of Jesus." And Brother Scott kind of touched on this briefly in this morning, talking about Saul, whose name was later changed to Paul. He persecuted Christians. He killed Christians. He was in charge of putting Christians in jail. So, of course, you put yourself in that, in those other apostles' shoes. Yeah, I think maybe I would have been afraid of somebody that had killed Christians. Could they maybe thinking, you know what, maybe Saul's just putting on an act. Maybe he's just acting this way, and then he's going to kill us, or he's going to turn us in. But yet we see that Saul, obviously his heart was changed, and God had changed him. But Barnabas was willing to reach out to this newly converted Saul of Tarsus, and willing to help him out. And we have a lot of people maybe in our church that are new to our church. And this happens throughout the years. We have people that come in. But we need to do our job and be concerned with new believers to be able to help them out. And Saul, Barnabas, he did this. He helped Saul. He discipled Saul. He was there. He went on his behalf. He interceded for him and went to the other disciples and said, no. He is a man of God now. He's preaching the word. And he went and he took Saul under his wing. And that's something that we need to do. That's in the Great Commission, it tells us we are to go help other believers. We are to go reach the lost, but not also just reach him, but to teach him in the word, teach him in the Bible. And Barnabas, he cared for this new convert, and he taught him how to live his new Christian life for God. Barnabas, he was the new believer. He taught him, and he taught him how to grow as a new believer. I remember being an employee at some jobs, and when you're a new employee, it's always nice to have somebody that goes and kind of shows you the ropes and is there to has a concern for you and shows you how to do certain things and different things. And it's really helpful. But I've also been at jobs where it's kind of people just leave you by yourself and you kind of got to figure out things for your on your own. But as believers and as somebody that's growing as a Christian or starting that Christian life, very, very important step of their life, they need people that are going to help them, that are going to have a concern for them, that are going to pray for them. And where would some of us be had it not been for somebody else that helped us along our Christian life, that helped us along our journey? But we need to be concerned for new believers and care for them. So we saw that Barnabas, he cared for others, and he was concerned for new believers, but he didn't do this in his power. Barnabas, he counted on the Holy Spirit's help. Point number three, he counted on the Holy Spirit's help. So if you turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 11 and verse 24, and we just read this one, but we'll read it again. Acts chapter 11, thank you so much for turning your Bible to these pages. Acts chapter 11, verse number 24. And it says, "For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord." We're just going to focus on that first part. "For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost." So Barnabas depended on the Holy Spirit to help him in his life. And the Bible tells us that he was full of the Holy Ghost. He didn't just have 25% of the Holy Ghost or 50% of the Holy Ghost. He had the full Holy Ghost, and he was full. He didn't serve God in his own power. And a lot of times, myself included, maybe sometimes we get guilty of serving in our own power. But we need the Holy Spirit's power in our life. We need it every second of every day. We need the Holy Spirit's power. We need it desperately in our lives. And it's sometimes something that we take for granted. We have the Holy Spirit living, residing in us if we are saved. But we need his power. We need his power to work in our lives. And Barnabas, he counted on the Holy Spirit. He depended on the Holy Spirit for help. And he didn't, this is not just including to ministry work or preaching or teaching in a Sunday school class, soul winning, whatever case ministry you may be serving. But this is in our everyday life, at work, when we're driving on the road. We need the Holy Spirit's power. We need it in our life. And it should be a constant prayer, really, at the beginning of our day, of asking God for the Holy Spirit's power upon our life. Without the Holy Spirit's power, we'll be foolish. We'll do a lot of foolish decisions, make mistakes. So is it your desire to be filled with the Holy Ghost? And have you been serving God in your own power, or have you been serving him with the Holy Spirit's power? So we saw in that verse that he was full of the Holy Ghost, but he was also full of faith. And that tells me that Barnabas, he confided in God. Point number four, he confided in God. And I began reading verse 24 again, the next part. It says, "For he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people were added unto the Lord." Barnabas was full of the Holy Ghost and of faith. Two very important key ingredients that Christians, we need in our lives. We need to be full of the Holy Spirit, but also we need to have our faith in God and our trust and dependence on him. You know, when he took Saul and he took him as his disciple and he took him under his wing, he was really taking that step of faith. Because maybe he could have thought to himself, you know what, Saul could have turned his back on him. Saul could have went and Saul could have murdered him or turned him in. But yet he had faith and he knew that Paul had changed his life around. And Barnabas, when he sold his land, that was a step of faith. Maybe the Bible doesn't tell us that that was his own, where he lived or anything like that. But we know that he took that step of faith. And sometimes that's what faith is. It's going out, stepping out into the unknown. And we see Barnabas also, he was a man who was one of the first really missionaries too, alongside Paul. And they took that step of faith. And that's what he had. He was a man full of faith. And as Christians, we sometimes, we have accepted Christ, we've accepted him into our life. We put our trust in him through with eternity. We believe that he's going to take us to heaven. But then on the day-to-day trivial things, we lose our faith in him. And we must know that God, he can take care of us. Just as Brother Scott preached this morning, there is hope. There is hope. And we need to have our faith in him. We need to have our complete trust and dependence on God. And God, he can help us through those times. But Barnabas, again, he was full of the Holy Ghost and he was full of faith. He didn't just waver in his faith at different times. The Bible says he was full of his faith. And we need to have our complete trust and dependence on God. Is there maybe a situation you may be doubting God in? Or how is your dependence on God? Are you trying to do things on our own? That's a lot of times we try to do things on our own. Instead of really, we have God there. He's there to help us. But yet we, on our own power, try to do our own things. But we need to rely on him. He can and he will help us in any area of our life. And then Barnabas, he was a man full of faith, but also a man that wanted to share his faith. And my fifth point, Barnabas was conscious that people needed the gospel. And if you could turn your Bibles to Acts chapter 13. Acts chapter 13. Read a couple verses there. Acts chapter 13. And we begin reading at verse number 2. "As they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, Separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work whereunto I have called them. And when they had fasted and prayed and laid their hands on them, they sent them away." So there we have it, them getting sent out pretty much into the mission field, them getting sent out and going ready to share the gospel and going out and sharing the gospel with other people. And again, Barnabas, he really was one of, along with Paul, which I'd mentioned, he's one of the first New Testament missionaries that we see in the Bible. And he was willing to get involved in sharing the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, his death, his burial, and his resurrection. And he was ready to do that job. And as a missionary, we support a lot of missionaries, and we hear some stories, some things that they go through, crazy things that they go through. But Barnabas, he was taking, again, a step of faith, willing to go, though, and share his faith. He was willing to share with lost people, people that maybe would, he would serve persecution. But he was willing to do it because he knew that that's what God, that's what Christ had commanded them to do. He knew there was good news to go share. And he cared for the lost. He wanted people to come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. And at our church, we have our Saturday sowings. We have different times of to witness. But our life is not just to go on out on Saturdays, but it's to be throughout the week. Throughout our whole life, we are to be ministering. We are to be sharing the gospel. We need to be soul conscious. And we need, again, all of us need to be better soul winners. We may, no matter how good we think we are at presenting the gospel, we can all do better. And it is our duty and it is our command to do that. And I think a blessing yesterday, we had the homeless ministry. We had our Saturday sowing going on. And to see people go out and sharing the gospel, we had those packets, they had the gospel. And then people in our church going out, leaving flyers on doors. And that's what our church is supposed to do. That's what we're supposed to do all individually. We're supposed to go out and share the good news of Jesus Christ. We look around us, and there are so many people that are on their way, and they're dying, and they're going to hell. And we need to do our very best as believers to go out and to reach them. In our church, I believe we're doing the right thing. We are going out and sharing the gospel. And not only are we sharing the gospel, but we're able to go and support missionaries. And if we can't, we're supporting them, we also should be praying for those missionaries. And Barnabas, he was there sharing the gospel. He went, took that step of faith, and was out there presenting it along with Saul. And that's something that we need to do in our lives and in this area of Long Beach. It's in dire need of the gospel. And we need to do our very best to present that gospel. So how is our sowing life? How is our witness? How is our testimony to other people? How can we do better at sharing the gospel? And when was the last time that we had the opportunity to share with someone? And you know, it's summertime. Maybe some people, you got to have a little bit more free time. If you have that free time, I would encourage you to go out, just grab tracts, and go out into a neighborhood, a park, and just pass the invitations out and give them to somebody. We never know what that seed might do, what seed could be planted there. And we need to do our very best at sharing the gospel with other people. And then lastly, we see Barnabas, he was compassionate towards believers that failed. So if you have your Bibles, if you could turn to Acts chapter 15. Acts chapter 15, begin reading at verse 36. Acts chapter 15 at verse 36. And some days after, Paul said unto Barnabas, let us go again and visit our brethren in every city where we have preached the word of the Lord, and see how they do. And Barnabas determined to take with them John, whose surname was Mark. But Paul thought not good to take him with them, who departed from them from Pamphylia, and went not with them to the work. And the contention was so sharp between them that they departed asunder, and one from another. And so Barnabas took Mark and sailed unto Cyprus. So here we see this is their almost starting their second missionary journey. They're back together, Paul and Barnabas. And there was a little schism that they had there. But John Mark, he had left them the first missionary journey. He left. The Bible doesn't specify why John Mark left them during this missionary journey. But this is the second time. And John Mark, he wants to go with them again. Now Paul, a little bit more hard-headed, he didn't want to take him with them. He said, no, maybe he thought he quit on us the first time. He's going to quit on us the second time. Let's not, it's better not. We will avoid the problems and we just don't take him with us. But Barnabas was a man who had compassion towards other people. And you know what he said? You know, let's give John Mark another chance. Let's give him the second opportunity to come with us. So we see that they even parted ways. They didn't agree with each other. But Barnabas, he took John Mark with him. And he came with them. And the Bible says they went on their journey and Paul went on his journey. And again, we don't know necessarily why John Mark quit or what happened, but there was that disagreement. But eventually, again, Barnabas, he took John Mark and he gave him a second opportunity. He gave him a second chance. And we see later on, you don't have to turn your Bible there, but in 2 Timothy 4:11, this is Paul writing to Timothy. And he says, only Luke is with me. 2 Timothy 4:11, he says, only Luke is with me. Take Mark, this is referring to John Mark, and bring him with thee, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. And again, this is years later. So you know what? Barnabas taking him under his wing and bringing him back. Years later, you know what? Paul probably realized, I made a mistake by not giving John Mark that second opportunity. I made that mistake. But good thing Barnabas, he had compassion, gave him that second opportunity. And the Bible, at the end it says, for he is profitable for me, he is profitable to me for the ministry. So John Mark's life, maybe he quit, maybe he messed up once, but he was still to be used for God. And Barnabas saw that, and he had compassion on him. And you know, in our life, sometimes as Christians, somebody stumbles, and I hope that's not the case with us, but sometimes it could be we just gossip, or we say, oh man, how could they do this? How could they have messed up? But you know what our job should be? To pray for them, to care for them. It should break our hearts when we see someone stumble and fall. It shouldn't be something that, you know, I don't think our church does that, we get excited about or anything like that, but it should be something that breaks our heart. And I think that we should also be people that are people that would want to give others a second chance, to give others a second opportunity to serve God, give others a second chance in whatever they may be doing. And again, there has to be some wisdom and discernment in that area of giving people second chances. But I think we see that Barnabas, he was compassionate towards others that failed. And sometimes we don't want to give people a second chance. Oh, they messed up this once. They messed up this twice. They messed up again. No more chances for them. But Barnabas, he was willing to give John Mark a second chance. He was willing to help him. And we need to have compassion on other believers who maybe they might have failed. We should be praying for them, of course, but we should also be willing to give them a second chance. And I like to put it this way, and I like to think, is that God has given me many chances in my life. I'm a person that has made a lot of mistakes. I have a lot of faults, but yet God has given me chance over and over and over again. I was teaching the teen guys this morning about long-suffering, and that's what God is towards us. He is long-suffering. He's patient with us. He's willing to endure when we aren't doing what we're supposed to be doing. And he's giving us multiple chances. And all of us, I think, can say that it's from that God has given us multiple chances. But that should be the same way that we should be with other believers, willing to give them another chance, willing to pray for them and help them. So that's just a really quick message for today. We're getting up pretty really early, but that's just a quick message, and I hope that it was a help to you. But just to review again, Barnabas, he cared about other people. How is your care towards other people? Are you caring for other people in the church? Are you caring for the lost? And Barnabas, number two, he was concerned to help new believers. He was concerned to help. It's our job, especially we see new people in church, we should go out and greet them. You know, those who are new believers, we should do our best, try to set them up, help them get discipled. That is our job. We see that Barnabas, he counted on the Holy Spirit for help. He depended on the Holy Spirit for help. It is our job as Christians. We need the Holy Spirit in our life. We need it. Then Barnabas, he confided in God. He had his faith in God. He had his faith in the right place, his dependence in the right place. And Barnabas, he was conscious that people needed the gospel. All around us, people are in need to hear the gospel. And then lastly, Barnabas was compassionate towards believers that failed. How is your compassion towards other people? Do you have that compassion? Christ, he had compassion. We need to have that same compassion towards other believers. We need to care for them. Maybe even these people that aren't saved, we need to have that compassion and be praying for their lives. Again, this is a very quick message, more of a lesson, but hopefully one of these points maybe stuck out to you and you were challenged by it. But I hope it was a really an encouraging thought to you.